own way.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You heard that in an almost offhand remark by David Frum just a moment ago. Part of the impact of the Tea Party on the GOP is that it threw away some winnable Senate seats, he says. Let's look at the Senate, the other big story in the election last night. The Democrats took Republican seats in Indiana and Massachusetts. There was a victory in the high-profile race in Missouri between incumbent Claire McCaskill and Republican Tea Party challenger Todd Akin. The Democrats took home victories in Virginia, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Connecticut. All of those were close races. Still close to call, though, in Montana, Nevada, and North Dakota. Let's hear the voices of some of the victors.
Tonight, we have won a huge victory for Wisconsin's middle class.
Thank you, Nebraska. We did it.
I go to Washington first as a Missourian. I go first as a Missourian.
This victory belongs to you. You did this. You did this.
Check that out. Voices there of Democrat Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, Republican Deb Fisher in Nebraska, Democrat Claire McCaskill, incumbent, winning in Missouri, and Democrat Elizabeth Warren beating Scott Brown up there in Massachusetts. With these victories, all those voices women there, the United States will have its highest number of female representatives ever come January. Joining us now is Time Magazine's Jay Newton Small. Jay, great to talk to you again.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
The big headline in the Senate races is the Democrats' gain, but it's also a big gain for women.
It is, and that includes Deb Fisher, who is a Republican in Nebraska. But, I mean, we've got, I think, by my count, 20 women now in the Senate, which is the highest number ever. There are currently 17 women, and we're adding three more. So, almost a quarter of the Senate now is approaching women. One day, hopefully, we'll get somewhere near parity.
David Frum told us moments ago that the Tea Party essentially threw away winnable Senate races on the part of the GOP. Do you buy that analysis here in some of the races?
Surely. I mean, look, Murdoch and Akin, the candidates who were in Missouri, Todd Akin against Claire McCaskill, and Murdoch in Indiana, who beat longstanding Senator Richard Lugar, who easily would have won that seat if he'd been on the ballot in the general election. Both of those guys clearly, you know, we're too extreme for those states, and especially with their remarks about rape and about women, it just they turn people off. And those seats were certainly winnable seats that the Republicans should have won.
These are solidly red states, Indiana and Missouri. Do you think these gains in the Senate represent some sort of broad erosion on the part of the GOP, or are these particular narratives of Tea Party candidates in particular states?
I mean, I think the problem for the Senate Republicans is that they just have had a really hard time connecting with their primary bases. And so this goes back to the 2010 cycle where they endorsed Charlie Crist, former governor of Florida, over Marco Rubio. And then Marco Rubio ended up winning the primary, and much to their embarrassment. And so this time around, they've been trying to sort of get around on the other side of the primaries and pick candidates that way. But frankly, the Democrats have been better at picking and empowering really bad candidates for Republicans. And rather than Republicans picking their own candidates, I mean, Claire McCaskill was running ads for Todd Akin in that primaries because she wanted to run against Todd Akin. She knew he would be too extreme.
No, it definitely worked there. We're talking to Jay Newton Small, Washington correspondent for Time Magazine. Before we go, should Mitch McConnell be worried as the GOP leader in the Senate?
Look, there's really no one else that can lead the conference the way McConnell can, and so I think he'll definitely be reelected minority leader. That said, I mean, look, you know, he's had a really bad two cycles, and they're really demoralized, and so there's going to have to be some changes.
That's the result in the Senate there. Jay Newton Small, Washington correspondent for Time Magazine, thanks so much. There are still three races too close to call in Montana, Nevada, and North Dakota. Thanks, Jay.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.